the car lift, the turntable, the crane, is this is the only ferry in the Alaska Marine Highway System that has something like this, that is able to pull up to any dock at any height of tide and offload vehicles or onload vehicles. And it's because of this vehicle lift and crane system that was designed for her specific, to allow communities that don't have ferry ramps to utilize ferry service.
That's Lucy Peckham. She boarded the MV Tustamina in Homer Tuesday with fellow documentarian Michael Sicarius.
A couple of years ago, we decided that we needed to or wanted to document some of the stories that came from the Tustamina. It's 50-plus years of service in southwestern Alaska.
They're going round trip to Unalaska and back with the goal of documenting stories of the Tustamina, or as it's known by most Alaskans, the Tusty. Peckham says,
the official name of the project is the MV Tustamina Oral History Project, otherwise known as the Tusty Story Project.
Sicarius says the duo are hoping to preserve the history before it's gone.
The MV Tustamina is going to be retired soon at some point, as soon as a replacement is built. It's been in operation for 54 years and counting. It serves a part of Alaska that's unknown to even most Alaskans. And the project is trying to capture some of the memories and history of the boat in oral form to go to the University of Alaska Fairbanks Oral History Collection.
Peckham and Sicarius also worked on a documentary celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Alaska Marine Highway System. They say that work inspired this follow-up project. They spent one day in Kodiak, but they say they'll be back to collect more stories with side trips to Yuzinki, Port Lyons, and Old Harbor. In Kodiak, I'm Daisha Eaton.